13. Bees and Colour. H. Munro Fox, FRS. H. Munro Fox was Emeritus Professor of Zoology in the University of London at the time of his death. He was educated at Brighton College and Cambridge University. At Brighton, he became interested in fossils and fishes, and this directed his studies towards biology. In Egypt, he studied the passage of sea animals going through the Suez Canal, and at Birmingham, he studied green blood in sea worms. He was the editor of an international scientific journal and a fellow of the Royal Society. In this piece, Professor Fox is discussing the problem whether bees can see colours as we do. It is taken from his book, The Personality of Animals, first published in 1940. On our table in the garden, we put a blue card, and all around this blue card, we put a number of different grey cards. These grey cards are of all possible shades of grey and include white and black. On each card, a watch glass is placed. The watch glass on the blue card has some syrup in it. All the others are empty. After a short time, bees find the syrup, and they come for it again and again. Then after some hours, we take away the watch glass of syrup, which was on the blue card, and put an empty one in its place. Now, what do the bees do? They still go straight to the blue card, although there is no syrup there. They do not go to any of the grey cards, in spite of the fact that one of the grey cards is of exactly the same brightness as the blue card. Thus the bees do not mistake any shade of grey for blue. In this way, we have proved that they do really see blue as a colour. We can find out in just the same way what other colours bees can see. It turns out that bees can see various colours, but these insects differ from us as regards their colour sense in two very interesting ways. Suppose we train bees to come to a red card, and having done so, we put the red card on the table in the garden among the set of different grey cards. This time we find that the bees mistake red for dark grey or black. They cannot distinguish between them. This means that red is not a colour at all for bees. For them it is just dark grey or black. That is one strange fact. Here is another. A rainbow is red on one edge, violet on the other. Outside the violet of the rainbow there is another colour, which we cannot see at all. This colour, beyond the violet, invisible to us, is called the ultraviolet. Although it is invisible, we know that the ultraviolet is there because it affects a photographic plate. Now, although we are unable to see ultraviolet light, bees can do so. For them, ultraviolet is a colour. Thus bees see a colour which we cannot even imagine. This has been found out by training bees to come for syrup to various parts of a spectrum or artificial rainbow, thrown by a prism on a table in a dark room. In such an experiment, the insects can be taught to fly to the ultraviolet, which for us is just darkness.